Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Well, we want to tell you about a recent experience that we had. You know, we have funny, exciting things happen, Larry.
Yeah, I guess we do, huh?
Anywho, we went to a church bazaar, picnic, I don't know what you call it, and they were having a flea market, and I wanted to go to find a mortar and pestle. I think that's how you pronounce it, Larry.
What the hell's a mortar and pestle anyway?
You put this, like, if you put like basil leaves in there, and it's like you put the handle in there and you like smush them down.
Smash it up,
yeah. Okay. I think that's how you call it. Anywho, Larry was looking around and he just got a new TV for his man, Dan, and he got this giant sound bar for the front of it. And
damn straight.
The TV needs, yeah, it makes the house rock.
It's awesome.
So he wants to lift the TV up. So while I was looking for what I was looking for, he was looking for something to lift up the TV. And he came over to me at the area where they were taking the money with these two black boxes. And so I said, oh, that'd be perfect. So when we turned to the women, the volunteers taking the money, the one woman started laughing and she said,
they were heckling me is what they were doing.
They were heckling him.
They were making fun of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell's going on
here?
These
were older church ladies.
I just want these black boxes. What's the big deal?
Church ladies. Okay. And so I said, well, what's so funny? And so the woman said to you, what do you want these for? And you said, what, don't worry about it. I thought that was a little gruff, Larry, but
well, all I wanted to do was get something to put under the stands of the TV. I thought, yeah, I could cut some like wood or something, paint it black, go all through that up. They can, if I just find some nice kind of solid black boxes, that'd be all I need, and everything's cheap there, whatever. And I thought these would be perfect, you know. So I just grabbed the boxes and brought them up there. I didn't know I didn't think there was nothing in them. I thought they were just black boxes.
Yeah. So I said to the woman, you know, can you tell us what's so funny? And the woman said, do you know that there's breast pumps in there?
No, they just kept laughing is what they did. And then I said, what the hell are you talking about? They opened it up. I'm like, what the hell is that? They're like, they're breast pumps. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. At first I was going to say like, well, you know, my cousin has a cow. You know, they want me to milk sometimes, you know, because mm-hmm. I didn't know what to say, you know. So then I just had to explain it. I didn't know they were in there. They're like, oh, sure you didn't, you know. And then they're looking at me like I'm some kind of freak or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't believe it. It was embarrassing as hell.
You know, Larry, I've had this experience in the church with the judgy people, and I don't like it. I don't like it. So, yeah, so, you know, poor Larry.
I said, what the heck's a breast pump? I was like, what is it, like for women that want to like inflate their boobies and make them bigger or something? I didn't even know what the hell they're talking about.
We have a daughter, and I've never seen anything like that before. So I don't know if it's some newfangled, take it to work and go in the bathroom and do your thing. I don't know. Okay. But I've never seen anything like it before. And truth be told, Larry, I thought they were just empty boxes. I really did, you know? So, anywho, I'm trying to get Larry's attention to see, like, do you want to buy them? Do you want to leave them here? You know, and, you know, Larry, I never saw you that way, that you were getting very upset. And
it was, because it was embarrassing, you know. They're like, he needs breast. I'm like, I didn't know what to say. And I don't know, for some reason, I was like, oh, you know, I was so embarrassed. I didn't know they were in the boxes, which I should have. So then I was like, I have some a basketball and a football in the garage I want to pump up, you know? Like, I tried that approach. They just kept laughing no matter what I said, you know?
Yeah.
So in the end, I just turned red, don't know what to say.
Yeah. And, you know, he didn't get them. I didn't find a mortar pestle, and we just left, you know?
And I don't need a breast pump, that's for sure.
No, no. And, you know, so here's the lesson. If you ever go to a flea market, yard sale, things like that, look in the boxes, because you never know what's going to be in there. There could be bones and something, and you don't even know.
Could be a breast pump.
Could be. And that's our funny story for you. Thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye.